Impersonalization of evil. Because of the nature of Eve, she was the first to see evil impersonally. She declared fearlessly, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." She saw the temptation as evil coming to her in the guise of good. Adam's cowardly and fearful declaration was, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat." Materiality always says that God did it, that God is responsible. This declaration of Eve, this that is Eve, this impersonalization is the spirituality, the truth, or Christ that is always present with every claim of Adam, no matter in what form Adam may appear. This redemptive quality is called woman, because it appears in the Adam-man language, or like Adam. The truth must always precede any lie, and therefore is always already there for each one to perceive and accept. Remember, thou canst be brought into no condition, be it ever so severe, where love has not been before thee, and where its tender lesson is not awaiting thee. The pressure of truth, or the first appearing of the Christ annihilating evil, appears as Eve calling evil not personal, but impersonal. All creation, all living comes through this Eve, this that is called woman. But Eve is not a person. You must banish all thought of a person. You are dealing with principle alone. Eve, the highest sense of Adam, the one thing true about him, the highest sense that could appear to him and so redeem him, comes always as of woman. Every bit of redemption that it can appear comes through this impersonalizing of evil called Eve. It always means spiritualization, and through it alone, evil is annihilated.